Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. Today's episode is another special one from the Facebook Live Vault. It was one of my very first episodes, and I think it's really valuable information and ideas about learning to open up to access the power and the creativity and the glory of an intelligence and a source far beyond ourselves, and how we can do this not only in the heightened moments of crisis in our lives that naturally bring even an atheist to their knees, but in the day-to-day, right, in those little moments that add up to our lives, if we invite surrender and transformation into all those little moments that build up to the big ones. This episode, I preface it that I'm going to talk about something a little bit spiritual today, which is really fun since this was one of the first episodes and we see how spirituality has really become the heart of everything that I talk about. This episode is a little audio challenged in that it's a little quiet, so you are going to have to turn it up a little bit. I'm sorry about that, but I wanted to make sure and get this out to you. And if you want to share your thoughts on this episode, I will be giving contact info at the end so you can shoot me your thoughts about spiritual surrender. Hey there, I had a low network connection and now I seem to be connected, so let's see how this goes. So today's Sunday, and I thought that I would change it up a little bit and talk about something a little bit more personal and spiritual and reflective, since traditionally in the U.S., Sunday is a day to do those kinds of things. So twice this week, in my audio listening and in my reading, the phrase Deus ex machina, hi Ariel, has crossed my path. So today I just want to talk about something kind of spiritual and personal as like a going into the week. So the phrase Deus ex machina has crossed my path twice this week in audiobook and reading format. And so this it means like the intervention of a god, and it's used in like ancient Greek literature where at the crisis, when all hope is lost, then a god intervenes and solves the problem. And one perspective that I read this week said that this was like a trope and that it's disappointing for the readers and the audience because rather than the protagonist, which ultimately represents us, solving a problem through their own will, the superhero, this God force, intervenes and solves it for them, and it's not very satisfying. And I thought that was interesting and like, okay. And then I read it again last night in Marianne Williamson's A Return to Love that I'm finally actually reading for myself. And she talks about this idea of Deus ex machina, and that as humans, we don't tend to call on that force until all hope is lost, and that is the significance of the supposed trope. And I've noticed that I fare pretty well in crisis. When I'm actually in a scary situation or in a heightened experience, it's actually easier for me to surrender and to like relinquish my will and be grateful and appreciate my loved ones. And it's actually concerned me a little bit. Like, I've wondered, do I bring on crisis just because I'm so much more mindful when I'm in that place? And Like, for example, my birthday, that night, I scratched my cornea, I think is what it is. And it's like a minor thing, but all I could tell was that my eye looked really janky. And I kept almost fainting. Like, I felt nauseous. I was sweating. I was like really scared that I was going to lose my eyeball. But then I also had this supreme calm. Like, whatever you want, God, whatever you want. And I also saw, like, oh my God, my life was so sweet when I had both my eyeballs and I was so ungrateful, you know? And then the next day I was able to do research and I saw, like, no, this is a minor thing. I just need a warm compress and it's gonna be okay. And then, of course, like, my ingratitude and my distractions and depressions and whatever, like, daily things I experienced from mundane reality came back. So last night when I was reading about this perspective on the Deus ex machina, that we don't tend to call on that higher force until we really, really need it. And I thought, well, what if that was consciously changed? What if rather than waiting till we're at our lowest point to surrender and call on this force and be grateful, what if we do this when everything's like steady? And how might things improve or progress, even if it's just our own inner peace? So that's going to be the thought that I am going into this week with. This is my Sunday gift, and I will try to continue to bring this into my present throughout the week and see how it goes. Of laying back and surrendering when everything's good or fine, at least. So it's my Sunday thought. I'd be real curious what you think about surrender and Deus ex machina and whether you do better in crisis or in the mundane day-to-day. And if so, how do you manage that? So I'd like to see how our weeks go. And I hope we learn a lot and it's beautiful. Hey, podcast listener, thanks for taking that deep dive with me. As always, I love hearing from you. Feel free to send a voice memo through Anchor or send me a message through my website, jacquelineclaireart.com/contact. And if you enjoy this podcast, I invite you to consider becoming a sponsor at whatever level works for you on my Patreon page. Patreon is a place to support the ongoing work of a creator, and I offer an ongoing art class series as well as opportunities to collaborate with my art and my content, and you become a part of everything that I create and put into the world, and it means so much to me. Membership starts at only $3 a month, and I would love it if you would check out patreon.com/JacquelineClaireArt. And until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place. Hey, dear friends, if you'd like to get a hold of me, if you'd like to share some of your thoughts on today's episode, you can contact through Anchor, actually. If you're listening on the Anchor platform, you can send a voice memo, which is pretty cool. If you're listening elsewhere or just want to drop a line, you can write me through my website, which is jacquelineclaireart.com/contact. Or send a message on Facebook or Instagram at the handle Jacqueline Claire Art.